Hello, my name is Rod. I am with customer service. Can I have the zip code of the account that is associated on today?
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have the zip code of the account that is associated on today?
Well, what about this package?
Okay, ma'am. If you're calling upon a package tracking, ma'am, someone has been fraudulently using our telephone number. We do not provide any services whatsoever in packaging.
Well, you provided the price. I don't know what's in the package.
Yes, ma'am, but we do not provide any services whatsoever in USPS tracking.
I can't understand you.
We do not provide any services with packaging, ma'am.
Well, what company are you with?
We are a third-person party call center, ma'am.
I beg your pardon?
We are a third-person party call center.
Okay, would you be kind enough to send me a text or an email?
As far as the tracking, ma'am,
Yes.
we do not provide those services here.
Why not? If you're in the business, you should provide what the customer desires.
Okay, ma'am, you have called the wrong telephone number.
I beg your pardon?
I say you dialed the wrong telephone number.
423-534-6155. This is Miss Jewel. I've been aggravated enough about this package. I want to get to the bottom of it.
Yes, ma'am, I fully understand, but we do not provide any services whatsoever in USPS tracking.
If this is a legal postal package, it belongs to me. It's been sitting in the warehouse, and I need that package delivered. And I will pay for it when I see what's in it.
Okay, ma'am, but I fully understand the situation at hand, but we do not provide
Well,
any service.
if you thoroughly understand, then you make it your business to get that package sent to me by UPS at the available address that I give you. I'm not giving